This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 203 for Thursday, January 2nd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is maintaining positive momentum entering the new year on Thursday, despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. There was no canola trading yesterday. Canola oil used to produce biofuels in the United States rose to 454 million pounds in October, up from 289 million pounds the previous month, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. That was the second highest monthly figure ever, behind the July 2024 record. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are down to start the day, while European rapeseed is higher. Crude oil is up more than $1 US per barrel after Russia decided to cut European access to its gas supply through Ukraine. The Canadian dollar is down more than 0.2 of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. The March canola contract is up $2.60 per ton at $618.50. In the US, corn is lacking direction, while soybeans and wheat are down. The U.S. National Weather Service is predicting a winter storm which could bring precipitation to the Central Plains late Saturday, the Ohio and Tennessee valleys on Sunday, and the Mid-Atlantic region early next week. Weekly ethanol production data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, as well as the U.S. Department of Agriculture's grain crushing report, will be released this afternoon. The March corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.57. The March soy meal contract at the Chicago Board of Trade finished above the 100-day average for the second day in a row on Tuesday. Weather models show dry weather for southern Brazil and Argentina over the next 10 days. However, forecasts are mixed for the 5 days after. The USDA will release its monthly fats and oils report later today, with the trade expecting a November crush of 207.2 million bushels and soy oil stocks at 1.478 billion pounds. The EIA reported 1.227 billion pounds of soy oil were used in biofuel production in October, the third highest total all time. The March soybean contract is down 60 US cents per bushel at $10.05. Western portions of the U.S. plains should see little precipitation over the next week, while the week after is predicting below normal temperatures east of the Rocky Mountains. ICAR reported the export price for Russian wheat with 12.5% protein with free onboard delivery was up $3 U.S. per ton at $237 U.S. at the end of January. Sovacon reported a range of $233 to $239 U.S. dollars per ton. ICAR cut its December Russian wheat export estimate by 800,000 tons at 3.6 million, while Sovacon raised theirs by 100,000 tons at 3.4 million. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.43. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.54. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.92. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, January 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.